It's the combination of there being local elections, those local elections being in large metropolitan boroughs, which historically are among the most vulnerable to malpractice, and then the general election being so closely fought. And it's really where there is so much riding on individual constituencies, there is a greater temptation to cheat, and people get carried away and do things they wouldn't do normally when the stakes are that high. So it's the high profile, high kind of pressure nature of this general election. And it's also the fact that there are going to be a very high number of new candidates who won't necessarily know the rules and won't have officials and advisers who know the rules. Because it's not just looking at kind of individual voter fraud, but it's also looking at the conduct of campaigns as well. And there's a lot of kind of some quite archaic kind of rules that that they have to just know, and new candidates won't necessarily know them.
This comes in a report that says there wasn't much fraud in last year's local and European elections by the Commission.
That's right. It was very low, but they do. I mean, it was about 48 cases, 115 odd complaints, and in the context of 22 million votes, that's not much to worry about. But they do stress that last year's elections, kind of small local elections and the European elections, are not the kind of elections that attract kind of a temptation to cheat, because they are not as high stakes as a general election or the big kind of metropolitan boroughs that are going to be going to the polls this year.
So could we be looking at legal challenges and sort of the UK equivalent of hanging chads that we saw in the 2000 US election?
Well, that's exactly the nightmare scenario the Electoral Commission is desperately trying to avoid, and that's why they are highlighting this now. And that's also why they've worked so closely with the police in the last year or so,